sense of what's there to learn and what's Irbu Parshas. The there's a Shmuel Anogid who says that Agadata is any chelik of the Gemara that's not halacha, which basically sweeps a lot of different inyanim under one rubric. And the truth is, a lot of things get lost under the same cover. So let me try to divide up the way I understand the different halakim that belong in Agadata, or under that category, and at least we'll have a sense of what we are learning, what we want to learn, what we don't want to learn. I guess the first thing is Musa. Musa means emotional stimulation to do what you're supposed to do. A person knows that you're not allowed to steal, he has a big Yetzirah. If you give a person Teichacha, you speak very sharply to the person, and the person awakens in himself the feelings that it's wrong, and so on. So that's classic Musa. Classic Musa is pushing your emotions with Diburim to do what's right. And that's, nothing replaces Musa. Musa is Musa, and those are best heard by somebody who himself is a, what's the right person, Teichik Baroi. And the words that come out are words that cut through your heart, and you do what's right. There's a second chelik of Torah, and of that world, and those are what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah and Deis. Those are the theological underpinnings for Torah. What do we have here to believe in? What are the Ikrei Muna? What are they based on? What are they built on? What are the Chalakim of the Muna? That's a Chalak of Torah that a person has a Chiv to believe and to know. And without a person having learned through some of those basic Inyanim, is really, he really doesn't know what he's believing in. It's very hard to believe in something you don't know what you're believing in. And just have a basic outline. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah is one example of that. The Rambam in Chasdei is a second example. The Rambam in his Akdamis, the Kuzari, the Ramban in many parts of the Ramban, Sefer Ikrim, those are Sfarim that deal with that Chelek of Torah, and it's a very, very important Chelek of Torah. There's no two ways about it. A third Chelek of Torah is along the lines of Musa, but it's what's called Hadracha, I guess in Avodas Hashem. A person learns a lot of Musa that you're not supposed to get angry. It's terrible to get angry, and it's very, very bad, and so on. Great. He tries not to get angry. It doesn't work, because you can't. Not getting angry is not like not eating chaza. It's without understanding your own kohos hanefesh, it's not going to work. People who have difficulties in emunah, a lot of times it's interwoven with emotional things and other things, and that whole chelik, which part of it, I guess, falls under psychology, but there's a chelik of Torah, and there's svarim that are written. Ali Shur was an attempt to be madrich b'nei Torah, and that's the right word for it, is hadracha. A person wants to understand, how do I get from point A to point B, when it's not a mitzvah maisis. On a mitzvah maisis, it's simple. Take the matzah, put it in your mouth, and a minute later, you have a mitzvah. That's not the issue. But we're talking about davening, avoda belev, all these inyanim, it just doesn't go. So, and if you try to do some artificial, place today I'll daven one word, but kavana tomorrow a second word, it's kind of full short. And that chelik was given over in the Musa world. Some worked on it. That was called vadim and so on. That's another chelik. Finally, there's a chelik of Torah that Chazal told us in Chagiga, that there's a chelik of Torah that is Sisra Torah. Sisra Torah means it's a pnimius to the Torah you have. And just like we make a mistake when we think of Sisra Torah, we think of like somebody has a chest, a vault, and something locked up inside it. So if I have a diamond in a vault locked up in my house, that doesn't, the diamond has nothing to do with the vault. The vault is Eche Timtze, and I have the way to crack it, and I open it up, and I find it. One has nothing to do with the other. But if I ask you, if I see a person walking, and I ask myself, how does a person walk? It's not only the feet. there must be muscles contracting and expanding, there must be blood vessels feeding it, there must be nervous system stimulating it. All of those things are the panemius of that. So Torah has a panemius, we know that because there's a Perek HaChagiga that tells us you're not supposed to learn it B'tzibur. For anybody who is not utterly flat, there is some curiosity to understand, and not only curiosity, but a person gets very, very annoyed. L'moshel, if you're taught to drive a car, and you just get instructions, and no one bothers to tell you why, and how does the car work that I need, why is it that if it's icy, I have to go very slow on the brake? How does that work? Anyone who has a certain oimik to himself needs to understand things, or else it become very, very, very frustrating to do. Torah, which is the biggest hekif of anything, and a person who has the shuka to be toyim, something of a panemius of it, he's going to feel he's missing something. And true that the different levels of panim, there's bli gvul, the amount of levels we have, and therefore a person at 12 can hear something, a person at 15 can hear something more, at 18 more, at 25 still more. And that chelik of Torah has in its own right many, many levels and layers. I want to explain a little bit so that we have a sense of where we're coming from and what we're doing. The chelik ha-panimi of Torah, the most chelik ha-panimi, is what we call Kabbalah, which is also not mikshachas. There are different types of Kabbalah. But I want to go to something like the Rizal's Kabbalah, which is the heart of Kabbalah. It is the heart of Kabbalah, but for most of us, it would probably be a not very satisfying limud. And I'll explain why. Imagine if a person is a little bit of a curious person, he sees a huge building that's standing up, and it's kind of very big, nothing supporting it, it's got an arch, it's got a this or that, and the person is really curious, how's it standing? So he goes to a great engineer, and the person says, let me show you. He shows him an equation, and he says, you see this equation? This is what keeps up the building. So I look at the building, I look at the equation, I look at the engineer, and I'll be doubly dissatisfied. I mean, I believe that it's the equation, but from the equation to building standing, I don't get it. And real Kabbalah is an extremely dry limud, and because it's what an equation is to a fully formed resultant is what that is to this. So it's the emes in the sense that everything you'll draw from there is going to come from there, but at the end of the day, to go from this side of the fence to that side of the fence, it's not satisfying either. If somebody comes along and tells me, you know, I'm eating matzah for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, what is it all about? Yes, I heard we went out of Mitzrayim, that's fine. Is there something more? So somebody says, yeah, this sphere and that sphere get together and there's another sphere that comes out of it. I don't find that terribly satisfying unless I can dehear something in it. So there is a range of Torah that goes from that Sheirish to what we find comforting in terms of Havana. There are a few different directions. One, the Goyen Kemat is close to the heart of Kabbalah. And basically what you'll find in the Goyen's Ksavim is a remuzim, like this is connected, this connected, this thing, this thing, this. There may be one step further than the equation, but not much more. And most people, when they look in the real Goyen's Sfarim, they don't come out with much satisfying. The Gadol of Rav Hutner would say sometimes a Goyen, everybody would jump and say, wow, where does he find all these Goyens? Well, I'll tell you where he finds it. He knew how to take a Goyen like that and expand it and give some sort of tam that makes it, wow, now I get how this equation has to here. put the goyin is very close to that, and a goyin as a sefer to learn per se is a difficult sefer to give you that tam. You have the Ramchal. We'll talk about Ramchal in a minute because it's a little bit separate. The next one were the Gedolei Hasidus, who some of them gave an incredible tam to these things. They took the Teichen, they drew from the world of Kabbalah, and each, I'll mention three or four Chadorim of Hasidus that gave that. The one that's most accessible in many ways is Svasemis. The second one would be Reb Tzadik, who has an incredibly rich way of the Herik Chazal and Psukim, in a really incredible way, where you see Mamash and Arif Nimi, you see something there that you realize was a Marganisa that you didn't have access to. Chabad, in its way, does... In its way, the Balatanya, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Iker, took out, and they were very elaborate. They elaborated tremendously and built up things. It's very, very different than the other two, but its own Mahalach. Ishbitz, which was a breakaway from Kusk, had a Mahalach also where they were able to bring out a certain Yoifi and Chain using a certain Oimek in Chazal. This Breslov, which I'm not Oisek with, it's just Shonu Machlokes in many ways, and therefore there were certain incredible, he had certain incredible Havrakas that were really incredible, but it's something that my chinuch tend to shy away from it, and I don't go there. But the other ones were Yoinik, and the I guess the Maila of the Chassidish Cheder was that it says like Yaakov Avinu when he took the Kalim from one side of the river to the other side of the river. They were yoinik from Kedusha, they were yoinik from Pnimius of Torah. They gave it over in a way that had a neshama of Avodah to it, so you could get something out of it. And you, in other words, it lights you up in a certain way. One more is Ramchal. Ramchal was somebody who was an incredibly multifaceted person. In other words, he could see in Yonim a different Ifanim. And that's why his Sfarim, you sometimes wonder if the same person could have written the same Sfarim. They go from being very general, in a way that you almost don't hear what he's saying, what his Chiddush is, to being a very, very excruciatingly detailed. But he's about Masbeh. Ramchal very much wants to be Masbeh and wants to understand and wants us to understand. And that's why he's very user-friendly in many ways. His problem with his firm that he's Mekatzer is sometimes it's very Katzer. Lamashal, if somebody asks me, tell me how a computer works. So I could launch into a few hours Hesper, which would leave you with the head scratching. It's almost impossible to follow if you don't know anything from A to Z. Or I could say it's a machine that has input, it has a processor, and has output. So I have a good beginning of understanding, not terribly more than just the general Klolius Advert. But at least I have a mahalach how to go a little further. That's typical of Hal Sfar. One person I want to add who opened up that world for me and for my door, I guess, was Rav Chutna Zechayna Vracha. Rav Chutna was an extraordinarily rich person. I mean wealthy. And he was yearning from everywhere. He had an insatiable desire to extract things, to know things. And he was able to give it over with a certain beauty and chain that was incredible. He also never used the word Zayar Kaddish, never used the word Arizal in his public things, never used spheres. He always was malbishit in words and terms that we're familiar with, and yet was able to bring out a tremendous amount of the beauty. Besides that, some Torah, his whole presentation was something that was Molly Chain V'Yoifi. Every Yontif had his own way of presenting it. It was something that I started going when I was a young boy. I must have been, I don't know, 16, 17 when I first went, and till he was Nifta, I used to try. I mean, every Yontif, I was in Sol most of the time, but so he was there already. I tried very hard, and I got a yam out of it. It made my Yontif, my Yiddishkeit, very, very different. And it's and if it's something that people will gain something, it's an incredibly enriching. It's incredibly enriching. So there are a lot of different chalokim, different inyanim to go for. And the Maral is a sefer in a huge way. That was the sefer Rav Chutna used a lot, and the Baruch Haim Torah Rav Shapiro used a lot. It's a sefer that was able to take the inyanim of Pnim and put it in philosophical, logical terms. I skipped the Maral, should have mentioned before. Those are the Sfarim, and we'll see as we go along what makes sense, what we're interested in. I just figured out before Pesach, we'll do something. It's a piece from Ramchal. It's typical of a certain type of Ramchal. We'll try to chew up a little bit to what he says and get a feel for it. He wrote a Maimar Chachma, which is a Maimar on Avodas Hashem, a Klolistic Maimar. And again, if you read through it without stopping and thinking about it, hard to feel. You'd say, okay, it's kind of a frum version of what everybody else says. That's what it sounds like. But if you, the Ramchal was an incredibly precise person. He wrote with tremendous diktuk, and he was trying to do something. He was trying to explain a computer to someone who never saw a computer, to explain it in a way that is true, not overly detailed, but gives you guidelines that when you do want to figure it out, you have an appropriate structure for it. So let's see a little bit. We'll be able to do a bit. Hine, b'yitzias Mitzrayim nivru Yisrael v'nivdalu mikol ha'amim liyos mis'alim b'madregosom mimadregos hanoishis ha'chumris liyos ruyim lis'ate v'atoras ha'kdusha. Okay, first point. The churban of the Eitz Hadas, which was the until the Eitz Hadas, there was no such thing as Yisrael and the Amim. It was one. Adam was Tzelem Elokim, and that's the beginning. That's the end of it. The Adam is the Tachas Abriya. There's nothing else. When Adam ate Eitz Hadas Tovra, means that his own Metzias became jumbled. Parts of him good, parts of him bad, and b'meila all of the world became a jumble. And try as you couldn't weed out and get the good. L'mashal, let's take a simple mashal. A person is teaching a class. Sometimes you have a class of good kids, and you have one or two difficult kids, and because the good kids are good, the class is nis'al as a whole. Sometimes the mixture is not mutzlach, not gerhatten, and you end up with a mishmash where the weaker ones keep pulling the strong ones down, and you never get any place. As soon as you have something going, the disruptor element is enough intertwined in the chevra and of enough of a critical mass that you have nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu attempted, when Adam originally after the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to move things back to where it should be. It didn't work. For 2,000 years, it didn't work, basically. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Kuzari says it, Ramchal says it in places. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a different process for Tikkun HaOlam. I am going to isolate out the good kids. I am going to create a great class. And as outsiders, the other ones will take notice. Either some of them will change because of that and be mitzvah after the class, and the rest will just drop out, whatever it is. So the process from Chet until Yetzias Mitzrayim is called Birur. That's the word exactly that he's using. He says that Nivru Yisrael, v'nivdalu mikol ha'amim. In order to realize that tikkun, he needed to sift out the chelik of Toi from the Bria. And you see the process. He first took Avram. And Avram was so different than his father. He doesn't go by Avram Ben Terach. He's Avram. He's not a Ben Terach. But Avram wasn't perfect. Avram had a Yishmael and a Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't perfect. He had an Esav and he had a Yaakov. Yaakov was the first one where everything was perfect, and so we already had a family that was shivim nefesh. It was already a family that was good stock. For that family to become a nation, it had to undergo a bir again. Muscle Maldava Daima, simple muscle. When farmers grow crops and they're trying to isolate a crop that has a lot of fruit, a lot of food, very little psoilus, resistant to bugs, v'chulu v'chulu. So you keep breeding and breeding and you keep throwing out the garbage and staying with the good ones, and it's a long, tedious process. The Eitz Hadas Toivira was a Taroivis, and Bimela. And that's why the people that set us back when we went out of Mitzrayim was called Erev Rav. In other words, as long as Mitzrayim is there and we're here, it's okay. Even Mitzrayim will do good. But this became Me'urav in Kal Yisrael, and that created a lot of issues. So this was the beginning of Birur and Havdalah. Havdalah means where there's no common denominator. Havdalah means something that it's not different, it's not apart in the sense where I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. That's not Havdalah. Havdalah means the less common denominator there is, then that's called Havdalah. Lios misalim adegosam, mimadregas hanoishis achumris, liasroi ruuyim lesata batar zaktusha. Let's teach this also. If we're to describe ourselves, what's the tzura of humanity that's bad, and what's the tzura of humanity that's toif? So the Ramchal says, when he speaks, this is Derech Hashem, that where does a person, every person has in himself a tarevis of physical feelings and ruchnis feelings. We all like a good steak. We all enjoy sleeping. We all have a sense of good when we help somebody really need it. We all have a sense of good when we learn through a sugya and worked it through and we really know it. We have that. The question is, how much are we shakua in chaymer and how much are we not? So we needed to become people that our mohus was to be in kedusha. And umaisa shad oisa zmano yachoisha chachomis misgaba legufoi, the goyrim lo eratoi kedusha shlo yoyer. The sense of chaymer was so thick that, so the marshal, imagine you have a bunch of grubber people sitting around with a big chong plates and beer. And you talk to them, dvarim shal kedusha, dvarim shal roimis or something. They're eaten, there's a flicker of feeling good, of feeling something. But the social core that you can't. I want to explain this point because it's going to get other areas as well. When we say that a person can't learn Torah if he's not shakur and bashmius, well, if a person is honest, somebody, let's say, has an IQ, is a big ilui, but he likes to eat also a lot. And this other person is a big faster and is tsanua, but he doesn't like to eat so much. So who knows better than Gemara? But I'll call the guy who's smarter, unless he's not spending the time learning. When you're talking about the orator being mayor, it means when the learning is something that really is you. Sometimes the orator being mayor in the person means that it's not just knowledge or an ability to a skill to maneuver material. It means that the person lives it, he feels it, this is him, this is Metzias. So wherever there's a Megushimkeit, wherever there's an Erev Chomrius, that covers it. It doesn't allow it to break through. Vihine says, Acha shesovel Yisrael ha'inui v'ashibet ha'godol shesovelu, nispaisa midas ha'din, v'nisha mekatrik b'litayna, v'nizmenu le'er b'or elyin. So let's explain, he's saying a lot over here. He's saying, okay, so Atkan, until we got to this point, we are, we understand what he's saying. What does he want over here? that the Midas HaDin was the spice of the Inyan Shibud Gadol. Chazal say that Esav came to claim Zirusha, and Yaakov told him, whoever's Mekayim, the Yerida to Mitzrayim, gets out of Israel. You aren't Mekayim, you don't deserve it. What's his name, the spice of Midas HaDin? The Talmud Dvoira, Mr. Amak, when he speaks about Yud-Gimel Midas, he speaks about one of the Midas that once there's a certain spice of Midas HaDin, and therefore it's Mechal itself and so on. What does that mean exactly? What he's saying in the big picture, in the sentence he's saying is, they didn't become tzaddikim, but they suffered enough that Midas HaDin was nispayas. Why we're trying to be pious and so on. So let's understand this. This is, again, a lot of other areas. It's a bit of a deep inyan. It's quite a deep inyan, actually. But let's try to understand an erech and pshat over here. Let's take by Yoina Lamashal. By Yoina Navi. So when he sat in the morning, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so upset you didn't destroy Nineveh, terrible city, and I knew this would happen, and so on. So Vayiman Hashem Kikoyen, and then in the morning the Kikoyen dried out, and he got very annoyed, and he said, take my life. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, I hate the Chor Lecha. Are you already really upset? Are you upset enough? Just like everything in the Bria that's Ra, by definition, devours itself, destroys itself. For instance, a person who overindulges destroys himself. A person who steals, who keeps going, a person who's a criminal person, ends up destroying himself. Because somewhere along the line, his beard will boomerang on him and destroy him. Midas Hara in the Bria is built that way, but it's Mitzada Emes that way, that Ra destroys itself. The reason why it has to be that way, it's not just happens to be that way, is because since the only thing that has a kiyum in the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Toiv, anything that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have kiyum. And it's not because something outside will destroy it, it's because it itself, it's at Atzmo, is not viable. Let me give a marshal of something that I witnessed, you probably also witnessed it, I don't know how old you were when it happened. Communism, when I was growing up, was so powerful that our question was, when would they conquer the West? It was because it was so powerful, they had no scruples, they could do whatever they wanted and so on and so forth. And had America dropped an atom bomb on it or whatever it is and destroyed it and won the war, it would have not said anything about communism, whether it's good or bad. Communism collapsed because it just collapsed. Since it was hefech from Torah in every way possible, it was Ra, it b'meila disintegrated, because Ra itself has no kiyum by definition. If something that's not Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a kiyum, then we have a tarta desasra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only mitzias there is in the world. Anything that's toiv is of that mitzias, and b'meila it's kiyum. Anything that's Ra has cut itself off. So just like sometimes you see like a chicken when it's dying, it begins to, when they shech the chicken, it flaps and jumps up and down, and it's mefarchis, but it's a pirkus, and it has to die. Ra, left to itself, without the tarevis of toiv, dies. And midas hadin espaisum means like this. It's, the midas hadin does not allow for things to happen without cause. It doesn't allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to dump shas in our heads. because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with din, part of the din is, din is a teveya. Din mons hayitochen. Chesed doesn't have hayitochen. The guy came, you gave him $1,000 hayitochen. We hayitochen. I want to be good with people. But if a guy paints my house and I can pay him $10,000, hayitochen. That's, it's not shayach to one. Are you giving it tzedakah? People will say, you know, some will say, what are you giving it tzedakah? I mean, it's maybe $1,000 to paint your house. Why would you pay him $10,000? It's not, midas ha-din does not allow for something to happen for no reason. So if I am my matzav, I'm walking down the street, and all of a sudden Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to zap me with tzidkis and Torah and all sorts of wonderful things, midas ha-din would not allow that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu bar alma bedin and doesn't allow it. One of the ifanim of getting to Oyer is through the zichuch of Yisurim. Yisurim have a way of undoing people who never suffer, and people who are sick and suffer. They lose their attachment to their guf. Things don't taste good anymore. There's no time in physical life. You realize it's futile, and it crushes a person's physical ritzonis. It may not give him any ruchnistic ritzonis as such, but at least it does that. So with the inui and the shiba that there was seivel nispaisa midas hadin, v'nishar hamekati belitaina, v'nizmenu li'or ba'araldia. Let me take you back to a parish in the Torah. One of the strangest parishes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a bris with Avraham Avinu, Avraham says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a bris ben Absurm, before he made a bris of Mila. This is the bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu is assuring him of having children and of having Eretz Yisrael, to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. And he says, B'ma'eda. And he goes through this whole thing. And then he's, why? So Chazal talk about it, and everyone talks about this Indian. What did they do to deserve it? And there's a lot of shittas and deyas and the hasbaras and so on. The one that sits closest to what he's saying and that works in the psukim really well is even what we don't get because we were mar be'oyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezachichas chasashalm yisurim. And that gives us the ability to shine as well. If I have a window that's darkish and I have a light inside, you're not going to see the light outside because the window is got dust on it, it's got whatever curtains, whatever. I have two choices. I can turn up the light high so that it breaks through even that window, or I can clean the window and rub out all the dirt. If a person is magbid the iron himself, it bemela creates that type of thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu can take a scrub and scrub out the dirt. The dirt is our whatever it is that we're attached to, and Yisurim loosen that. So if a person, Lamashal, decides he's running after his covet, and he has one klap after another klap, he loses the cheshek in it. A person eats something he shouldn't eat, and the first time it hurts, and the second time it hurts, and the third time it hurts, he's finished with it. And bechlal, so Yisurim are appears of midas ha-din, because there's a reason why I became a ruchnistic person, because I was mezachich myself, or kashbar hu zachich me. V'nizmenu li'or ba'araldin, and therefore now they're able to be, to have the araldin. V'hine, he says, Belayla ze, kol ze mischadesh misoyim hashnasa b'shoina. Veze atzmes yu al gul achreina shetasa. Notice the process of moving us along to that birur, to bring out the good in us, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. The geula is not for us to have it good. It's for that nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for the whole world, for that nekuda. So each time there's this iris, this process of, and it'll be a little bit more mayach, more of being mezachet something in a way where you bring it out into the final gula, and this becomes siyutet. V'omnom ikar seder tola b'dalet dvarim think Pesach, Matzah, Mardal, Kleis, Vatim, Adiyat. Each and every one of these is going to be a Nakuda for it. And so we have a few more minutes, we'll go through the pieces. Vehine. Tziruf HaGolos Garash. So the first thing was Golos. And that we spoke about the fact that it was a process of taking out Chaymer. Shezeho Yemashetias Yisrael V'hoitzim Yemazumak V'shiuchla Achach L'kavul Orek Dusha Zayin Yamor Shomeros Chayeh. So the Mor itself is part of the Zikus. So let's step back a second. I just want to see the perspective of when you look at it in a way like he's looking at it. We understand it as two or three different stages. The mitzvah will mean we suffered, Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanis took us out, and so on. So the Mara is just there to help us understand the niceness of the Gula afterwards. He's saying all of these pieces combined together for a certain tziruf, for a certain zichuch. It was part of the process. It wasn't, and that's why we're kairich, I'm adding this myself, but it's Milsim Shitza, we're kairich the Matz and the Mur and the Pesach together, because it has to be seen as being all halakim of one inyan. So he says that way, so Zeshay Mashetez, so Vaitzim Zuma, Kadesh Sheyuch Lachakal Kav Arak Dusha. The first thing, in order to have the ability to Makal Arak Dusha, Kozman, they're filthy, there's no way they'll do, if the windows are encrusted, no amount of light at some point is going to get through. Let's talk about this Nakuda here also. Imagine you have a kid in class who is not learning. He doesn't learn. So you talk to him nicely, you talk to him harshly, in Chassidus Shechet you take a stick and you get to work on him and so on. All of that would work if the kid has the ability to learn, a kshayach to learn. If there is nothing there for him in learning, then all the pressure you're putting is not pushing him anywhere, because he's nothing to go to. When a person has a zichuch of the chumrius, he's not going to move to ruchnius. And many people suffer and they just become bitter, because they don't have the nekud of toiv to go to, mikoyach, wherever they're coming from. So unless there would be a nekud of toiv coming into the bria, that would not help us the tziruf and zichuch. There's somebody once heard from a rabbi that if you don't speak lashon hara 4 days, 40 nights, you zech v'gil yo, and he did it, nothing happened. He asked the rabbi, "Yitochen?" So the rabbi pointed to a horse standing in his yard, and he said, "This horse has been not saying lashon hara for a lot longer, and he still doesn't have gil yo." In other words, you need to have toiv. Let me point out a nekuda that's tomen over here. He said before that midas hadin has to be satisfied. True, midas hadin has to tell me why is it that Reuven got a hara milamala and not Shimon. There's no random acts. There has to be a reason why Reuven deserves it, not Shimon. Why did Aaron deserve kahuna and not Korach? Midas hadin is tevea, but at the end of the day, even if Midas is satisfied, Ruchnius starts with a Zika, with something with a Ha'ara Milamala. Just like the first Nekud of Ruchnius Nebriya started with a Yipach Ba'apov, it was Kulei coming to Hashem Baruch Hu. We were a Kli for it, but the Etzem Ruchnius is a Hamshacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, undeserved, has nothing to do with Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to give us a ruchnistic activity way before we were shaykh to Torah to give us to start the process. You can dehear this, first of all, the mashal, bris milah. Bris Mila means we inject Kedusha into the kid before there's any sense of deserve or shaychus to him. We jump start the process. It's just like the car. A car runs itself, but when you start the ignition, you need a spark from the outside. So you have a need to inject a nekud of ruchnius from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to bring a carbon Pesach. The Gemara, it's actually the Safra says, there's a Havamina that a ger would bring a carbon Pesach when, the Chul says, a ger would bring a carbon Pesach when he becomes a ger. So the Havamina is either based on the Pasuk or because I would think that it's like the beginning for him or whatever. But the deeper point is, every a ger tzedek starts with his own avodas azikuch, that he throws away his avodas zara, and he brings up Chai Yisrael. But really, that only makes you a kli for Ara Lamala. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed mishkul chulachem shapir shuzal mishkul ideichem avodas zara chulachem tzayin shel mitzvah. So there was a process, a dual process. Without being Moshe from Avodah Zarah, there's Mechateisa. So Moshe Ma'ad Avodayma. I choose a Talmud to learn with. So the Talmud has to be Talmud Hagum. So it means if somebody's trying hard to be Mezach himself, he's a Mevakish, so I teach him. So the teaching starts with me, but it would only go into someone that is a Talmud Hagun. It's halakha, it's made halakha, it's Talmud Torah, you're not supposed to teach Talmud Hagun. So we can make ourselves a Talmud Hagun. What? The Talmud Hagun creates the environment of Zichuch, and then there's Amshacha of some sort of oyer and so on and so forth. I don't think we'll have time for much more. So, if any questions, anything you want to ask or say or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I see you also? Or Har'eni es Marech? Okay. Yes. And can you tell me your name also? That would be very helpful.
I'm Jacob Lyon.
Yeah.
I'm Benjamin Mendel's friend.
Okay.
The Rosh Hashim explained that the purpose of suffering is that the person is chaser,
right,
they're supposed to create, and then they're neglected to, so Hashem draws that out with Yisur.
Right.
Yeah?
It's in other words, every chaser ha'ara has two components. There's an avius, there's a certain thickening, a crusting up of the person's guf, and there is a possible mir of oyer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, zek and neged zek. If I live a chazer shetog, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mashpia ruach of kedusha. You know, it's there's a certain parity between the two.
Do we understand the yisurim of Gehenna are the exact same thing?
Yes. Yes, they are.
That whatever I neglected to do in Olam Hazeh, Hashem is mashal to me afterwards.
Correct. Emes v'yatsev.
So then, why in Olam Haba do the tzaddikim have a higher madriga than the Rishayim? Because Hashem is mashal to me afterwards.
I think you said it yourself. It's only the very fact. Imagine that we're both sitting in a fancy restaurant, in top fancy restaurant, and you paid for yourself, and you paid for me. So we did the same meal, but I'm toyim the chicken or whatever they serve in fancy restaurants, but I'm not toyim the satisfaction of eating my own chicken. I might even be a little embarrassed. I'm sachakel shnor at your table. You're toyim the tam of the chicken of your chicken. Big difference.
He's touching on the ishbitza. He's touching on the ishbitza, no?
That's not the kisufa.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rosh Hashim is familiar with the Otzis Rabbi Kiva that says that the Madrega, the Rishayim, and the Tzaddikim all have the same Madrega.
I'm not familiar, but it means it the same madrega means without the tainug of the avoda that was there before. That can't be taken away. So like I said before, the difference is, you know, at the end of the day, if you're sitting on your, the tachlis of this world was to stay away from the hamer kesufa. So the difference is, what are you eating here? That's a tremendous, whether you live off someone else's schus or you live off your own schus.
How do you understand this? It seems like through the Haggadah there are three separate inyanim of the matzah, the lechem moini, madocha of a son of Mitzrayim. You have what they ate the night of Pesach, and they have what they brought out. How do you understand these three inyanim of the matzah?
They ate.
And which one are we? I mean, we're commemorating all three.
I don't know. Let's put it this way. Like halacha lemaisa, so to speak, what is it that we remember is I don't know. In other words, I don't know exactly what's the gilacha, but I can put him in the oil pshat. I can't tell you. My sense is that we didn't see this piece of matzah yet. I mean, the nekuda that he brings up matzah, but in a certain sense, matzah is supposed to be mufka from any of the above. In other words, in the lechem oynishaboy, and in the fact that there's almost no human input to it, it's supposed to be sort of mandic, and that distinction is supposed to blur whether they had it before or they took it later. I think in a certain sense, matzah is mufka from bailos, from the yad adam. You know, matzah has very little yad adam in it. And that's it. It's only, you know, let me just add a knach, and then I have to go in a second. Matzah is interesting. Kol zman you're working in it, it doesn't become this chametz. You stop working as adraba. If you worked a lot with it, it becomes a chametz and so on. Let's the head shot in that. The hand has two pa'ulas that are almost opposite. When I work, most of the work is done with hands, but I'm an evet. That's avoida. And the hand is the pa'ula of asiya, of avoida, and that's where you're an evet. A hand, there's a kinyan yat, and there's tfisa. It's the place of possession. You know, Mashatach Siyodeh is his, and the Yechlok is only on the Shah. So, matzah is something that requires kuloy avoda of the person, and the minute you try to hold it, that's when it says chametz. In other words, any kshayches, any zikah to adam be'etzem is afka of the shame matzah. That's why I'm noited to think that mitzad the hergesher boy, it would be the it's betzim the same, because it really doesn't make a difference that way. If it would be bread, it would make a difference. Okay, I'm sorry to. Okay, after all.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we'll be in touch. If Dailam is interested, we have some feedback. What type of things they learn? Whatever. I speak, I guess, to Avraham Moshe or to Rebbeinu. I don't know who's the Ma'argin. Maybe just give me your names. I'm just curious to know who I'm sitting with.
Yeah, I'm not sitting with.
Yeah.
Moshe Mir.
Moshe what?
Mir.
Mir?
Yeah.
Your father Michael Mir? No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I had a classmate Mir in my class. Yeah. Who are you?
Lily Mel.
Okay. And you're?
Lily Jacobson. My wife's grandparents are Jacoby and Rishi from
Woodside. Who? Jacoby?
And Rishi. Color.
Ah, very, very nice. Huh? And you're?
Yes.
I.